In the mess of my first day at Fulbrook, I had one clear thought. I do not belong here. I didn't have the right clothes, the right hairstyle, the right way to speak. I didn't even know I had no clue about any of those things until I stood on the sidewalk outside my new home. Boys' dorm number 3, Tapper Hall, and watched the families swirling around the residential quad. The seniors managing move-in day strolled around in their soft-toed loafers, their linen jackets and ties, relaxed and carefree, putting parents at ease with the smiles they tossed to each other across the walkways and grass. I watched, amazed, as some of the freshmen plucked those smiles out of the air and tried them on for themselves. They were naturals. Not me. I was the 18-year-old moron starting all over again at a new high school. A fifth year. Postgraduate, they call it, to be kind. "Hey," one of the linen jackets said, approaching me. "You must be the Buckeye." All I wanted to do was hide. But the sun was a spotlight burning down through the leaves of the tree above me. When I didn't respond, he continued. "They told me you were an athlete from Ohio," he grinned. "Just look at you. You got to be the Buckeye." "Hey, Hackett," he yelled over his shoulder. "Found the Buckeye." I tried to look natural, but I never knew what to do with my hands. That's why I'd grown up holding a stick or a ball or a dumbbell. I clasped my fingers behind my back and ended up looking like some keyed-up military man. I even had the stupid buzz cut. All these guys had hair they had to style, especially the guy walking up to us, the one called Hackett. These guys looked like they flossed their teeth with the kind of money I'd make in a summer working Uncle Earl's farm. The short guy with the pit bull's bulging shoulders and flat-faced grin, and his taller friend, the shaggy-haired pretty boy, the one called Hackett. "What's up?" I didn't mean to sound standoffish, but I did. It comes too easy. I'm the kind of guy people expect to punch holes through walls, not because I want to, just because I can. "Freddy." The pit bull stuck out his hand. I took it. The pretty boy looked on, sleepy-eyed. "Hackett," he said, without taking his hands from his pockets. "Ethan Hackett." "Hackett and I," Freddy continued, "we've been assigned to you. All the new guys get a mentor to show them the ropes. Mostly freshmen, of course, but there are a couple of PGs this year. So, whatever, you're one of the new guys." "We actually picked you, Buckeye," Hackett went on. "Ha!" Freddy barked. "No, I got assigned to you because I play real sports, too. Hackett thinks skiing is a sport." "Ignore him," Hackett said. "He has a limited vocabulary." Freddy pushed Hackett, who stumbled but balanced himself quickly. "See?" Hackett said, smiling. "Guy talks with his fists." "Back home, everyone called me Jamie," I said, trying to say something. "Yeah, great," Freddy said. "Drop those last two bags in your room, Buckeye." He wiped a broad arc in the air. "We'll show you around." Freddy urged me on, slapping me on the shoulder, pushing me through the dorm. He and Hackett walked down the hall, throwing those smiles, shaking hands with parents and freshmen along the way. "Welcome to Fulbrook." They could have been running for office. Once we dumped the bags and were back outside, Freddy led us up the street between the dorms. "Girls," he pointed. "Girls? Boys," he grinned. "We'll get to the girls themselves later." "Cool," I said, trying to follow him. I was taking in the sweep of scenery, the narrow, zigzagging paths winding through clusters of trees, connecting one brick mansion to another. The blue day, even the watery reflections in the stained glass windows, seemed curated, cultivated, perfected. History was everywhere, looming over me like the long leafy branches casting shadows over the walkway.